It's Saturday morning, and despite the rain, a handful of merchants chats and bobs to the music at the Frenchtown Heritage Market in Tallahassee. The market has a central location where people using food stamps, now called SNAP benefits, can cash those in for brightly colored plastic tokens to spend on produce. Jim Bellamy heads up the market. He says it's a pretty simple process.
Come on, I'm going to show you. Show you more than I can tell you. That'll work better. Darcy, come here a minute and tell this lady what you're doing.
At the market's center table, Darcy Washington is waiting with a silver cash box.
Say if you want $10 in tokens and you want to buy fruits and vegetables, we actually give you 20, so we double what you get. So we just you come up and you just swipe your card down and put in your PIN number. We put in $10. So we give you 10, and then we give you an extra 10, so you get 20, and they don't expire.
The Frenchtown Heritage Market is part of a program that lets SNAP users stretch their dollar by doubling the amount they can spend at markets. So under Washington's example, someone who wants to spend 10 of their SNAP dollars would get $20 in buying power. Bellamy says it's a great way to support members of the community who struggle to access fresh fruits and vegetables. And it also helps support the growers in the community by increasing the amount of food people can buy. But despite the deal, Bellamy says attendance at the market isn't growing as quickly as one might hope.
Not yet. For several reasons. One is a lot of people don't know about it. The other thing is that this whole process is something that's new to people, especially in this area. I mean, if you live in somewhere like New York, D.C., people go to the market. People here don't go to the market like that. You know what I'm saying?
Jacksonville Representative Reggie Fullwood has a bill he hopes will help with that by making it even more common to see food stamps or EBT cards accepted at farmers markets.
And this kind of sets the framework to make it an easier process. And again, some farmers markets are using allow it and some don't. Now, this bill will basically set the framework to say all farmers markets have the ability to do it.
Fullwood says the goal is to encourage healthier eating habits.
You know, one of the challenges that we see when in a lot of low income communities, is that there is these food deserts or a lack of fresh vegetables and healthy items in the stores. Oftentimes, folks are shopping at convenience stores or Family Dollar type stores, or just stores that don't have a wide variety of fresh foods that can contribute to healthy eating.
And Fullwood isn't the only lawmaker with a bill aimed at tackling food deserts. Deltona Republican Representative David Santiago is filing a bill that would help provide loans and grants to small grocery stores moving into food deserts.
So we're trying to lure them and help them go into areas where we want them to target. So there's a financial incentive there for entrepreneurs to tap into.
Santiago says it's a win-win for businesses and those in the state who are underserved. And he says it could lead to job creation, though he does admit the financial aspect of the bill could be a significant hurdle. Meanwhile, Fullwood says he's feeling good about his bill this year. He says it's been filed several times before and claims it's never gotten a no vote, but it hasn't been given enough priority to make its way through both chambers. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.